Yo. Excuse me. We did it, y'all. Episode Hundo. Hundo. What's Gucci? Hundo percent. We're doing a pod on the one and only Little Nicky. But we made it to 100, man. Just gotta say shout outs to the followers, the listeners. Thanks for supporting the IG like always. But yeah, let me just read you the Little Nicky made in 2000, directed by Stephen Brill. This guy looks like a whole bunch of Adam Sandler movies. So yeah, probably the Happy Gilmore tribe cult, if you want to say. This movie, I remember owning this movie when I was younger and just keeping it on repeat. Has such classic, you know, Adam Sandler tropes. It's like, I'm just going to jump around about with this podcast. But first, I got to find out. I just want to see the budget of this movie. Like, you know, like, how much money does money make? The budget? Because it ain't a lot. I mean, ooh, damn. Okay, so, Lil Nicky had a budget of $85 million. Grossing, so the budget was $85 million, and it cost, and they made about, $58 million. Damn, so it's an L. I just want to double check, gross. Earning. Let's double check. Yeah, damn, this movie didn't make money, lost damn near about 25 mil. Damn, that sucks. Hold on one second. Let me just turn on a light so I can do my thing. But yeah, this movie is dope, man. You know, I'm honestly not a big Adam Sandler fan. I gotta just lay it out there. I'm not really big Adam Sandler fan, but I love this movie. Not really scary, obviously, but it's just, it's a good time. It's pretty much, you know, the devil has three kids, you know, super strong one, super strong son, a nerdy son, which is Adam Sandler, and then just a smart evil guy. And then the devil's reign was coming up, and he's like, you know what, I'm gonna keep doing my thing. You guys are not gonna be the devil. And so the two older sons just went to Earth and started causing a ruckus. Adam Sandler had to slide through. While he's sliding through, he meets some, you know, characters. Obviously the dog, that's the talking dog. You like acting? I like pissing. That's one of my favorite lines from that movie. And you get, you know, two of his other, like, these two, like, rockers that listen to rock music. You meet them. That helped him through it. And he also has, like, this, like, weird roommate. And then also that you know, his girlfriend. But, another thing about this movie, it's just, I mean, it's one of the demons has, like, boobs on his head. Funny as hell. And I'm gonna talk about why I really like this movie, even before I even knew. Quentin Tarantino, the blind priest. That's all I gotta say. You get random, crazy actors in it. You got freaking, like, you know, the standard crew that you see in all Happy Gilmore movies or Adam Sandler movies. Rob Schneider. You can do it, Nicky! So funny. Who else is in this movie that you really don't even... It's like a cameo. Like, you see, you know, Reese Witherspoon. Sheesh. Come on now. She's a star. Who else is in the gig? We got... you can do it! Oh yeah, the mayor, George Wallace. He was the mayor. Who was... Oh yeah, Bill Walton, the announcer. Okay. I mean, it's just a good movie, bruh. If you just want to laugh. People, in my opinion, this plot was pretty good. Obviously, the CGI isn't the greatest. But 85 mil to make this movie in 2000? Golly. Oh yeah, freaking, what's his name? Ozzy Osbourne's in this too. I mean, I'm looking at my Letterboxd. These people are crazy wilding on the reviews on it. Hold on, let's go to Rotten Tomatoes. Let's see what we got. So, going to Rotten Tomatoes, we are looking at a budget. Oh, Lord. Critics gave it a 22, audience a 55. Your boy, man, y'all tripping. 3.5 stars. This is one of my favorite movies, like I said. It does, you know, make it seem like the devil's not that bad, but obviously we know, you know. They make it seem like they're like hell and heaven are equal, and I mean, I don't know. I'm not gonna get too into it like that, but there's a lot of things I like about this movie. Fucking Popeyes. Popeyes is popping up left and right before the chicken sandwich hype, you know? So that was a cool little thing. I'm trying to think what else happened. Yeah, the little, you know, obviously we see Ozzy Osbourne biting the head of the bat when one of his brothers turns to a bat. Of course, in the beginning, how the movie starts off is like, just got Peeping Tom, and then the little boy just freaking whoop, slingshots a rock at his face, and he dies instantly. They don't really talk about that little boy. That little boy just murdered somebody. A Peeping Tom. Crazy. But yeah, like I was saying earlier, the CGI in the movie, oh Lord, it's not the greatest, like, but at its times, I was like, ooh, damn, that's lit. Like, there's a part where, like, when little Nicky first gets introduced to, those two boys, she woke up and just, like, spat out fire. Back in the day, I was like, ooh, that's lit, that's perfect. But me watching it on my, you know, my little HD, you know, HD shit, I'm like, ooh, that's pretty bad, but it's pretty good. I like also even though the CGI, like I said again, was not the greatest, the little details they had, you know, with these devil sons, like every time they're on, they have to like have, you know, they have to be hot. So one of them's like stepping on pizza, stepping on a heater, and also little Nicky when he first moved into that apartment, he's like sleeping on top of the heater in a rain jacket, sweat, you know, all that. And I love how they also give him like little emo hair, you know. But you know, you come to find out at the end of the movie that his mom was an angel, so like every time he dies, like he would go to hell, but then randomly he saved, you know, his girl's life, or I believe it was his girl's life, yeah, and then he ended up going to heaven, then he had to come back down. Whoop-de-whoop. This movie's good. Like I said, for Adam Sandler movies, how many movies has this dude done? Probably too much to count. Damn, this dude starred in 88 movies, holy shit. Or maybe not a star, but he was in 88 movies. Oh, wow. Maybe, like I said, I'm not a big Adam Sandler fan. No hate, but not a big fan of his. The other movie I do like is Uncut Gems. But when you start, like, going to, like, this realm, like, The Click, 51st Dates, like, his 2000 movies, I'm like, they're not that great. You know, 51st Dates is mid, but, like, Blended, not a fan. Domestic Zohan, it's okay. But if you go back to the 90s, early 2000 movies, problematic. Oh, there's actually another movie I do like, this, The Longest Yard. It's a movie, like, you know, God, he's been in a lot of movies that I just do not care for. But yeah, anyways, that's it for this week. Thanks for listening to the pod. Short one like always. And yeah, your boy's on this Comic-Con dry week this week, but hopefully next week is a little better. Y'all keep it real. Bye.